My lips touch you with their soft, wet kisses. Your hands gentle in reply.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Allen, and because Shirley LeBon is not with us this week, you get me for some more talk or ranting or whatever you want to call it. I want to remind you again that sponsor slots are open for this show or for Dad Chat, which is a pretty astonishing social media platform. Dad Chat reached over 8,000 different people, participated, over 77,000 tweets, and over 2 billion impressions. Now, an impression is a social media and a marketing term. Let me teach you something about it. When you drive by a billboard, it's considered an impression. Whether you look at it or not, whether you make note of what was in the billboard, doesn't matter. You drove by it, it's an impression. That is a term and a statistic and a number that is often used in advertising and media. So getting a lot of impressions is important, but it doesn't necessarily mean interaction. So one of the things about social media that is so different, which is also why it's so important to understand what our kids are doing with social media, is we can actually interact in social media. When you watch TV, it's completely passive, except maybe shouting at the tube. There's a lot of concern these days that our kids are spending too much time on their tech, and I still think that's a problem, but at least it's interactive. Where I get worried is when they're just sitting and watching something on a portable device or listening to music all the time. At least with tech, there is some interactivity. So I was telling you about my epiphany and where I am going with it, and I think I'll share a little bit more. I am of a generation that has been dubbed the boomers, the baby boomers. And I was born in the 50s, and I have actually now lived in 7 decades, though I am far from 70, but because I was born in the 50s, it actually adds up to 7 decades. And the boomers are retiring. The baby boomers have contributed very little to the world, in my opinion, except some good music. Most of what my generation has contributed is tearing down institutions, family institutions, political institutions. I mean, I think it was Mick Jagger who infamously said, don't trust anybody over 30, yet this guy is still singing in his 70s. So I guess maybe he's revised his thinking, or maybe he doesn't trust himself. I don't know. But boomers are going to age, and we're going to get sick, and we're going to retire, and we're going to have money problems, and we're going to have all the other things that every other generation has ever had, except we're going to try to do it different. We're going to try to reinvent it. I think it was the boomers that came up with that phrase, whatever the age is, 50 is the new 40 or 60 is the new 50. Because what, they didn't want to be 50, 60 or whatever it is? Why is it the new something or another? Why not just be a healthy and vital 50, 60 or 70? I'm going to try to do. If you look at my vlog this week, it's called The Old Man in the Pipe. And I don't think you'll see many guys in their 50s, 40s or 30s doing on skis. So it's all about our attitude. Yes, of course, our body gets older. Yes, of course, things fall apart. But a lot of that is either the luck of genetics or the bad choices we make. And I think it's the combination of the two that will determine the quality of your life. So all of this is a long way of saying that I'm going to be writing and talking about boomers getting old and just my experience getting older. And to me, it's ripe for comedy. And I just think we're going to have new retirement homes that have, you know, all kinds of silliness. We're going to be dressing and acting silly for our age. I have found that occasionally when I'm riding the ski lifts in the terrain park here at Park City where I'm skiing this season, I'm on with the kids and I start trying to be cool and saying words like chill and dope and dude. And I saw a video of mine where I interviewed somebody and I was videoing the person with their permission, and I played it back when I got home and I heard myself saying dude, and I thought, oh gosh, you sound like an idiot. You sound like some old guy trying to be cool. I'm going to be cool because I'm cool, not because I adopt lingo or slang of my kids' generation. So if you catch me saying chill or dope or sweet or dude, worst of all, please bite me. I mean, it's just not cool. Now, cool is a word I can use. Cool is the only word that I think has transcended every generation since the beatnik time. I believe that's when the expression cool first got in vogue. And my kids say cool. I say cool. I think everybody says cool. So I can still cool or that's cool or just cool as a description of something. But I think saying it's chill or that's dope or sweet, maybe I shouldn't do that. I don't know. What do you think? So I'm going to be doing more writing and more video and more different kind of topics. That's my goal. And that was my epiphany. And to the credit of my editors at the Santa Barbara News Press, my appreciation, when I told them I wanted to broaden my column, they just said, go for it. And I've been writing for them for 5 or so years now, and I send my columns out to them for first exclusive print, and then it goes out to the world at large, and I have a lot of other places that carry it. And obviously, I'm really pleased that my prime outlet is supportive of me taking a little change. You can get stuck also writing about the same stuff. And I think what keeps me going is learning new things, exploring new things. Dad chats. Able to moderate and supervise a chat that involves hundreds of people from all over the world, pay attention, be funny, be clever, ask prize questions as we're doing tonight to win a Hero 3 Plus from GoPro. It's not easy. You have to be focused. And afterwards, frankly, I feel exhausted. But it's an exhaustion that's really a satisfactory one because I've done the radio show during the day. I've done all the prep for that, all the prep for Dad Chat. And my mind is tired. But is that my vocabulary is greater. My ability to speak is greater. I'm excited to do all these things. So, Richard, are we out of time yet? I heard a word from you. I haven't gotten a tweet. We're not out of time, but we are going to have Pastor Drew Sams coming up. I don't know what he's going to want to talk about as far as this particular segment. I don't know. I know that he has some thoughts about what an epiphany means in religion. And with this new movie coming out, School of God, that would be so interesting to hear what he might have to say about an epiphany, about how it applies to us and our lives. And, you know, maybe he's going to want to take us in a whole different direction. Oh, Dr. Jennifer will be, Dr. Jennifer will have her prepared list. So let's take a break and we'll be back, hopefully with a better connection.
Can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, but like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, it can let you down, take your world, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love.